Chapter 19. It's Mother. Not long after their ramble in the old house, Colin was digging in the secret garden when he was struck by a sense of knowing. He stood and stretched himself out to his fullest height and threw his arms out. "Look at me," he cried to his friends. "I'm well. I'm truly well." The joy rushed through him and made him laugh. "That you are," Tikkun agreed. "I want to celebrate," Colin said. "I feel as if I want to shout out something thankful." "We could sing," Tikkun said. "Mother says she believes the skylarks sing thanks when they get up in the morning." "If she says that, it must be right," Colin said. "You begin, and we'll sing what you do." So Tikkun launched into a simple song of thanks, and then everyone joined in to sing with him. As the last note hung in the air, Colin stared across the garden, startled by what he saw. "Who is coming?" Tikkun turned to follow his gaze. "It's Mother." Tikkun raced to her at a run, and soon Colin and Mary joined him. Colin held out his hand shyly. "Hey, dear lad," she said. "Are you surprised because I am so well?" Colin asked. "Aye, that I am," she said, her eyes misty. "Also, you are so very like your mother that it made my heart jump." "Do you think it will make my father like me?" Colin asked. "Aye, for sure, dear lad," she answered, giving his shoulder a quick pat. "He must come home. He must see that there is no lad in Yorkshire with a straighter back or stronger legs." Then she turned and put both hands on Mary's shoulders. "And you too. You're as hearty as my own Elizabeth Ellen. Martha told me your mother was said to be a pretty woman. You'll be a rose when you grow up." Mrs. Sowerby went around their garden and learned every story of it from them. Colin walked on one side of her and Mary on the other. Each of them looked into her rosy face and thought her the perfect sort of mother to have. At last, Colin told her about the magic of the garden. "Do you believe in magic?" he asked. "That I do, lad," she said. "I have not called it by that name. But the name doesn't matter, only the wondrous result." She had packed a basket with her, and they sat down to a regular feast with as much laughing as food in it. She was full of fun and made them laugh at all sorts of odd things. "We laugh nearly all the time when we're together," Colin said. "It is very hard to seem sick when you're laughing." "I can see you do have a good bit of play-acting to do," Mrs. Sowerby said. "But you won't have to keep it up much longer. I am sure Mr. Craven will be home soon." "Do you think he will?" Colin asked. "I think of different ways to show him. I'm not sure which way is best, but I know I want to be the one to show him. No one must tell him." Mrs. Sowerby smiled. "I would like to see his face, lad." Then they planned a visit to her cottage, for they knew they wanted to spend more time together and meet all of the children. "I wish you were my mother," Colin said shyly, "as well as Dickens." Mrs. Sowerby hugged him then. "Hey, dear lad, your own mother is in this very garden, I do believe. She could not keep away from you, and your father will be home soon. He must."